Shel Anderson is a botanist and a plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Shel.
Hello.
So we're going to talk now about moose and nutrient cycles.
Yeah. So nutrient cycles, that word gets thrown around a lot among scientists, of course, ecologists and others. And you hear it a lot, even in public discourse, when talking about certain kinds of topics anyway. But it's not always easy for any of us to grasp, well, what is it? There are lots of examples, right? The leaves just all fell down, right? The trees made all this food, basically, out of the sun's energy, and now they're putting it out there for everyone else to do what they will with it. So that's one really big example. But that's almost so big that it gets lost in our thinking. So recently, I happened to come across this interesting report on some research efforts that I thought, oh, this is a great example of interesting, but also a really good one for people who live up here, visit up here, familiar with this area, that can really maybe make it more clear what that means. In this case, it's about the cycling of nitrogen in particular. So nitrogen, really, really important nutrient to plants and animals. Everything needs this nutrient. So, and in this case, the agent of the cycling is an animal that everyone at least can picture. They haven't seen one in person. And especially in the fall, we're all talking about moose because we're on the lookout for moose. We want to get a look at the moose during the rut or see those bulls with their great big racks that they're going to eventually lose. And so anyway, some researchers here in Minnesota wondered, having seen moose standing out in the middle of a pond or a lake, and they're plunging their head into the water, and as the bubbles are going up, and then pretty soon out comes the head, and it's dripping, and it's got muck flowing out. And I mean, it's a tremendously fun thing to see. And then their mouths are stuffed with plants, and they're chewing away, and they're eating these aquatic plants. Well, plants, just like in the forest, the aquatic plants are making food, including nitrogen. They're garnering nitrogen out of the air and the water via sunlight. They're processing that into aquatic plants of various kinds. Then the moose come along and they do that feeding thing. And first the researchers looked at, well, what's happening in the area where the moose are actually doing that feeding? And it turns out that over the course of a 45-minute period of a moose feeding, like I described, they are disturbing about 100 square meters of the bottom of a pond or lake or wherever they're feeding. So it's a pretty good sized area. And they measured that as they do that and they are disturbing the bottom, they are actually releasing large quantities of nitrogen back into the water column that then makes the nitrogen that's in those sediments, organic sediments, available to small organisms that are living in the water in these aquatic systems. So that's their first part in this whole thing, is they're cycling it right within that aquatic system by disturbing the bottom and bring these things back up and making them available to other things. So in that way, they're mobilizing what's already there, right? Then they've had their fun, they've had their buffet, then they head back into the forest, right? Well, if you've been a moose eating in the pond for an hour, you're eventually going to have to urinate and you're going to have to defecate some of what you ate. So then they started to look at, well, what are they doing when they eliminate their waste back on the land? And what they found was that over the course of a year, a moose will contribute the equivalent of more than 2 40-pound bags of nitrogen fertilizer back to the land.
Good on them.
Yeah. So it's just a wonderful example of how these things that we see, this big animal, the piles of moose gems in the forest, that nothing is waste.
No.
It's all really important redistributing of nutrients that are essential to the moose. They were in those aquatic plants to get what they need of all kinds, including nitrogen. And they, in turn, are redistributing some of that back into the landscape that they live in. So helping their own habitats thrive mm-hmm. by just living their lives in the way that they have evolved to do. So I just thought it was a really terrific example of what it means when people talk about nutrient cycling, at least here in the North.
Chell Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods and ponds. Thanks for talking to us about moose and the nutrient cycle that they contribute to.
You're welcome.